Victory 91.5. As we continue here with our conversation on this season of Tammuz, as we began the hour mentioning that the world calls it Ramadan, but it is a season on the Hebrew calendar that is powerful, and it began Wednesday night, and we know what happened Wednesday night in Charleston. And we continue to pray for the people in Charleston and for that church. And we pray for the young man arrested, charged with these crimes. But Ray Haynes came in this morning, as he has done, to teach many a time over the past year on the feasts and on Jesus and his bride and Passover and the days of awe. This is powerful because it has such a prophetic aspect to it.
Yeah, pretty heavy overtone. And, you know, one of the reasons I usually don't come in and share these kind of things is because there's a very heavy overtone to it.
Happy Friday.
That's right. How you doing? And nobody wants to share on those. But, you know, the reason God has us do things like this is to get you prepared and to help you with discernment. And one of the wonderful gifts that's going to help you avoid so many things in this next season that could make it just a wonderful season rather than a tragic one is just alertness, just like that. You know, the ones who caught the guy who saw him and followed him in the car recognize his haircut, and, you know, they're observing. So this is a season to be discerning. That's a prophetic gift. And to be observant. You just have to be observant in this season. Now, notice that word observant. So Ramadan, the Muslims and all, they're observing Ramadan, all right? They're being observant of a certain thing. Sure. They have expectations, they're fasting and all this. So those things are going on because they're being observant. They're having certain issues and going on, and that's just part of a false religion, but they're very focused on it, right? Mm-hmm. So in the same way, we have to be observant because the calendar flipped to something in a time and a season where we know where darkness tends to rage a little bit more. So I can guarantee you if the folks in that circle in that church sharing would have just had a little heads up, you know, what happened would not have happened. Because, you know, they're all very sharp people. One was a politician as well as a pastor. Mm-hmm. So those things would have been averted. But a lot of times we just don't have that because we're busy. We're in our life and we're going on. And these things happen. And we all go through bad seasons. And that was a terrible one to some really great people. So we just, it's a warning. Mm-hmm. That something's happening. I shared, you know, Corey's dream, the prophetic aspects of it. And so here we are at a time and a season where we have an opportunity to depend on the people around us who have discerning gifts. You know, it's funny, Kelly and Corey both, a lot of us have discernment, but there's different ways of it, and you can recognize things. And, you know, they have like a creepy meter. You know, they can sense that a different people. It's like,
she's got that. Yeah, she's got that.
That real spiritual heaviness. You know, I'm like, I can't breathe in this room. There's something in this room.
Something's going on. And so a lot of times that just means somebody's being greatly influenced by something evil or actively living in an evil thing. And so it warns you to be away from something. And a lot of times that's what God just warns you. You take the turn here, you drive on this road or that road, or you're in this situation, or you're hindered and you're mad. Oh, I wanted to be there 5 minutes ago. And God's going, just slow down. You know, it's those moments. Mm-hmm. And so when you have discernment, sometimes you can just thank them. Thank you for the slowness of the day. Thank you for keeping me safe. And so Tammuz, it's unique among all the Hebrew months because while they were in captivity in Babylon, that's when this month was named, and it was named after an actual Babylonian deity, a false god, an idol. So that's kind of odd to have in a spiritual community a month named after a false deity in another one. So that's similar in Ramadan there. So you have this month that's kind of owed to a false god. All these the next 3 months, Tammuz, Av, and Elul, are called this Tammuz season because a lot of it's things that start in this month affect the next month. And Elul is the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the new year. So it is Well, we'll talk about Moses in just a minute, but it's when he went back up on the mountain to get the second group of the Ten Commandments. And so it's that 40 days of repentance before Yom Kippur. And so this whole season is a very somber, repentant, slow, be prepared, trying to get the heart of God season. So it's not a bad season, but it is a very, it's a somber season. And just to give you just a little bit of a focus here, last time I was here was Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks, which was May 23rd and 24th, right? That was when Moses went up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. You know, he was there 40 days. So you could go back, and so that's been several weeks now. So you're in right in the middle of that time. So the 17th, or about 2 weeks from now, will be the 17th of Tammuz. And that's when he came down from the mountain, and what did he discover? The golden calf. So here in this month, this happens to be the month more bad things happen to the Jewish people than any other time of the year. All right. So he goes up to get the Ten Commandments. 40 days later, they're worshiping the golden calf. That's the same date the walls of Jerusalem were smashed by Nebuchadnezzar. The temple was destroyed. The people exiled 3 weeks later in Av. So the first temple that Solomon built was destroyed in Tammuz. Same day, Titus and the Romans breached the walls of Jerusalem before the second temple in 70 AD. That's when Jesus prophesied not one stone would remain on the other. That was, has a lot you could talk about there. They call this, they give this 3 weeks of sorrow and mourning for the lost vision of Zion. You know, there's some groups of Jews, they don't even schedule any joyous events during this season. No haircuts, no weddings. You can't wear new clothes. So it's a pretty somber time for the Jews. I mean, there's a lot of different things. King Manasseh put an idol in the temple, 17th Tammuz. The Polish ghetto was emptied, although the Jews were killed, sent to death camps, same date. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu, the president, the leader of Israel, his older brother was killed this date on the Entebbe raid back in 1976. He was a lieutenant colonel. And so it's, you know, it was a very heroic, it led a mission, it was very successful. Some were killed, but they rescued them. This was in Uganda in 76. So, and again, a very intense time. Some very good things. This was when Joshua stopped the sun, so to speak. And from Joshua 10, the battle was raging, and they needed more daylight. And he asked God to stop and keep more sunlight. Also, Ezekiel had the vision of the wheel within wheel, the chariot, in Tammuz on this 17th. So it's not all just, oh, horrible things. It's a very prophetic time. It's God giving you warnings. It's giving you opportunity to, in Joshua's case, to have victory. So they're good things, but it's a time. He wants you to be focused. I want to give you just a couple scriptures. Isaiah 1, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. That's verses 16 and 17 of Isaiah 1. That's just a reminder, what does God want from us in this season? Lamentations 5:21, restore us to yourself, O Lord, that we may be restored. Renew our days as of old. Isaiah 63, in all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up, carried them all the days of old. And on and on and on, the scriptures go, reminding us that God is with us, is going to protect us, going to take us forward. But there's a response on our part, too. And that's what's important in this next season. And we're going to jump in for a few minutes into the kind of the prophetic aspect next.
Ray Haynes is in. We're talking about this season of Tammuz. Very interesting. Many of us, including Leanne and me, have never heard anything like this. And now I'm just thinking about things growing up, going to synagogue, going to Hebrew school, and hearing of all the hatred to the Jews, much of it in the summer.
Yeah.
Much of it in the summer.
All of it.